Welcome to another mini podcast. This is Robert, Illini.com, not Illini, not Illini. I'm going to do three more positives. I'm going to try and do this each week. These are the three positives from the SIU game. There are actually a lot of positives. I had to only pick three. I mean, it should have had a lot of positives. We were playing probably a good FCS team, but still we're more talented at nearly every single position on the field, and we took care of business, which was good to see. Positive number one, Nathan Schielhaus. Let's see, 14 for 18, and of the four passes he missed, two were throwaways to the sideline. I think both were where we missed a stunt. I'm getting a little concerned about that, but Missouri did the same thing. A couple stunts, our offensive line got confused, and somebody's threw completely clean to the quarterback. So that was a little disturbing. But anyway, two of his throws were thrown away. One was the drop that Fred Sykes had in the first quarter, on the first drive, I think it was. And the fourth was in the end zone when he got the helmet-to-helmet hit, had a guy in his face. I think he was throwing that away as well. So of the other passes, he hit them all, which is really, really good. For a redshirt freshman playing his second game, it was impressive. Playmaking ability, the one where it's a basketball play more than anything, that he's across the line but hasn't stepped out of bounds and throws a touchdown pass. He had several good stand-in-the-pocket, not-happy-feet throws, and he had a few touch throws that he threaded in. And it's worth noting, if you're watching the game on TV and you saw the Zook interview just before halftime, it was pretty windy down on that field. So some of these throws, like the throw to A.J. Jenkins on the 55-yard touchdown, that was straight into the wind. So he did good. That's really impressive. Player number two, positive number two, was Trayvon Bellamy. I've probably dogged on him a little bit over the years, both on a few podcasts, even in Rantoul, and on several posts I've made. But he was solid. He was the best I've seen him tackle, I would say. Run support, he was really good. You know who else was pretty good in run support? Was there's a couple plays that Patrick Nixon Yeoman made that were impressive, and that was good to see that he's working in the rotation, as we need that third cornerback once Terry Hawthorne gets back from injury. He gives us four solid cornerbacks, which is what Koenig said he wanted. So I like that. I like that PNY is working his way into the rotation. So maybe that's what I'll make the second positive, is secondary tackling, specifically the cornerbacks coming up in support on the wings and making the play. It's something that's been a frustration the last few years. So to see these guys make these plays, I'm pretty happy. Third positive, I'm going to go with Whitney Merciless. I mentioned this in the other podcast, but I want to mention him again because I watched a little more tape. He's really seems to be a high motor guy. I don't remember that from Rantoul. Maybe he's one of these guys that turns it on during the game and such. You know, on game day, he's really hyped up. But more than just his sack and his tackle for loss and the forced fumble, he seems to go hard and never quit on his pass rush. So again, I'm doing a little wish casting there, because we need a rush defensive end next year to keep this defense moving forward after Clay Nurse leaves, and Merciless is showing something. So that's very good to see. So those are the three positives from the SIU game. We got NIU on Saturday. I'm already a little concerned about the game, given we're pretty high on ourselves right now. But I'll have more on that Thursday and Friday. Thanks for listening.